Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, February 7th. You'll be interested to know, 29 years ago, today, in 1995, Mississippi became the last U.S. state to officially abolish slavery after it had ratified the 13th Amendment, but failed to submit the necessary paperwork. This significant event marked the end of a long and complicated journey towards the complete legal cessation of slavery in the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell to waist-high sets on Friday with semi-glassy conditions, glassy on Saturday morning with waist-high sets, and glassy on Sunday morning with waist-high swell. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair at 2 to 3 feet until 2. After that, it turns choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5 foot outgoing high tide, when the south swell is 1 feet at 18 seconds, and the onshore wind is 5 mph. The first low tide Friday will be minus a half foot at 12:30 a.m., with a 3 foot high tide at 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's light rain likely and feels like 58 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:27 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:37. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with rain likely and a high near 63, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect a chance of rain before 4 in the morning, with cloudy skies and a low around 51. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Saturday with a high near 64 and a north wind. Saturday night will cool down to around 48. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 65, while Sunday night drops to around 47. Monday and Tuesday are looking mostly sunny with highs near 60. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows around 46 and a slight chance of rain after 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Major League Baseball's group of owners unanimously approved John Sadler as the control person for the San Diego Padres. This decision will be finalized when he becomes the trustee of the Peter Sagler Trust, a process expected to take about a month. However, ongoing lawsuits among Sadler family members may complicate matters. John, the oldest brother of the late Peter Sagler, will have significant influence over the franchise's daily operations. Meanwhile, Peter's wife, Sheil Sagler, has filed a lawsuit against her brothers-in-law, seeking to prevent John's appointment and requesting a third party for the position. Now on to sports. Ippi Mizuhara, the former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for defrauding the athlete. A federal judge issued the sentence, which also includes nearly $17 million in restitution, following Mizuhara's guilty plea to bank fraud and filing a false tax return. Mizuhara, who worked with Ohtani for over a decade, admitted to stealing funds to cover gambling debts, exceeding $40 million. Prosecutors argued he showed little remorse, and his attorney indicated Ms. O'Hara may face deportation to Japan upon completing his sentence. Get ready. On Sunday at 6:30 Eastern on Fox, the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 59. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5, with an over-under of 47.5. Patrick Mahomes looks to extend his stellar postseason, while Saquon Barkley aims to make history against the Eagles' top-ranked defense. This is a rematch of Super Bowl 57, where Mahomes led Kansas City to a 38-35 comeback win despite an ankle injury. He threw 3 touchdowns, earning Super Bowl MVP, while Jalen Hurts impressed with 304 passing yards and 3 rushing scores. In local sports, last night, the Lakers beat the Warriors 120-112 at Crypto.com Arena. LeBron James was unstoppable, scoring 42 points, grabbing 17 rebounds, and dishing out 8 assists. The Lakers held off a late Warriors surge despite Steph Curry's 37-point performance. Los Angeles advances to a solid 30-19, while Golden State drops to 25-26. Tomorrow afternoon, the Lakers host the Pacers at home. Tonight, in the City of Angels, the Kings at 28-17-6 host the Stars, who are 34-18-1. Riding high after a win against Vancouver, Adrian Kempe, with 24 goals, will battle Dallas's Rue Pintz. The Kings are favored by 1.5. In top news, new research indicates that creatine, typically known for enhancing muscle performance, may also help alleviate cognitive fog after a poor night of sleep. A study published in the journal Scientific Reports in February 2024 involved 15 healthy participants who were kept awake overnight. Those who took a high dose of creatine showed improved brain metabolism and cognitive performance 3 hours later, especially in processing capacity and short-term memory. Experts suggest that creatine may support the brain's energy metabolism, potentially reversing some effects of sleep deprivation. As always, consult a medical provider before adding any supplement to your routine. In business news, a group of Florida car dealers has filed a lawsuit against Scout Motors, challenging its direct-to-consumer sales model. The complaint, lodged by nearly 24 dealers of Audi and Volkswagen, claims that Scout is violating Florida law by accepting deposits from customers without proper licensing from the state's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. John Forehand, an attorney for the dealers, stated, "If you take a buyer deposit in Florida, it's the same as making a sale, and that's simply not allowed." Scout's first vehicles, an electric truck and SUV, will not go into production until 2027. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 4% for the week to about $97,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 20% to 11 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DJI, the world's largest drone maker, is facing a critical deadline to convince the United States government to avoid a ban on its products. Following an incident where one of its drones collided with a firefighting plane, DJI announced it would stop enforcing no-fly zones, including over sensitive locations like the White House. DJI's leadership argues that removing these zones could enhance safety by allowing operators to maintain better control of their drones. However, they acknowledge the urgency to address regulatory concerns, as the fate of their U.S. operations hangs in the balance by December 25th. And in entertainment news, Rob Liefeld, the creator of Deadpool, is parting ways with Marvel after over 30 years. In a recent podcast episode, he shared feelings of indignity following perceived slights at the premiere of Deadpool and Wolverine. Notably, he was denied access to the afterparty and felt ignored by Marvel Studios head, Kevin Feige. Liefeld expressed, "Kevin Feige does not treat comic book creators well, emphasizing his disappointment with Marvel's treatment of creators." Despite receiving some recognition in the film, Liefeld's discomfort grew, leading him to conclude that Marvel no longer wanted him involved. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and former president, Barack Obama. And he said, "Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.